This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. The matric results are out. I'm sure you heard that. Many of you know about it. So here in South Africa, you matriculate at the end of your secondary school and everyone is excited about what they got. Similarly, across the globe, there is another exam known as the Cambridge GCSEs or IGCSEs. Those results also came out 2 days back and people either passed or failed, or let's see what happened. So from among those who got their results, are those who passed with flying colors and they're excited. Congratulations, Mabruk, Mubarak. May Allah bless you, your loved ones. Make it a means of closeness to Him because your du'as are answered, and make it a means of getting success in this world and resulting in success in the hereafter too. Ameen. Anything short of that, you wasted your time. Because if you concentrated on your studies alone, you don't know the Quran, you haven't read your salah, you have no connection with Allah, trust me, you might die in the next few days, years, whatever it might be, and you would never have benefited from all your A stars and A's and distinctions and whatnot. Subhanallah. So it's something really that people look forward to. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. We work hard for it for years on end. We work hard for it, right? And Allah Almighty knows exactly what results we are going to get. Does that mean we shouldn't work hard? It means you work hard based on your capacity and you get your result. Allah knows how hard you were going to work in the first place and how your results were going to be anyway. So those who passed with flying colors, mashallah, I received so many messages and I had people who were awake up to midnight just because I think the results were released at midnight, if I'm not mistaken. And by Fajr, schools were already announcing their results and they were forwarded messages all over and whatnot. Subhanallah, people were excited, jumping on their beds. I hope you didn't miss Fajr as a result of staying up so long. Nonetheless, let me draw your attention to another category of people, those who failed. Those who failed fall into two categories. Those who tried as hard as they could and still failed, I say to you, congratulations, Mabruk, Mubarak, you tried hard. Unfortunately, you failed. Inshallah, you can go again. You can try even harder. Perhaps you can use new methods. Maybe that's not the field Allah's chosen for you. Perhaps you might want to attempt it once or twice more, and after that you might want to choose something. You might be a wealthier, richer, more successful businessman than in this worldly life than those who got distinctions today. But that's up to Allah. It's up to Allah. For as long as you have closeness to Allah, you tried your best, congrats. But from among those who failed are those who didn't try at all. They wasted their time, they lazed around, they smoked, they were on weed, they did whatever else they wanted to. They had bad company, they stayed up all night, they disturbed other people, they disturbed themselves, they didn't know anything. And you know what? They failed today. I want to say to you, it's not too late to change your life. Because if you don't, this is a wake-up call. There is a greater examination to come. And that one, you are not allowed to fail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the success of the Day of Judgment. Then from amongst those who passed are those who passed better than they thought they would. Am I right or wrong? There are those who were not so intelligent. They worked hard, or maybe they didn't work so hard, but when the results came out, they said, wow, I got all A's. I wasn't expecting that. I say to you, that's Allah's blessing and favor upon you for you to get closer to Allah. Because Allah Almighty wants to show you that at times He will give you something which you yourself believe you did not deserve. You didn't deserve it. When we get to the Day of Qiyamah, there will be groups of people who will be granted paradise and they will be thinking, whoa, what did we do to deserve this? Allah says, my mercy, a few of your deeds, we love them so much. Here's the favor of us. In fact, all of us are in the mercy of Allah on that day. And then from amongst those who failed are those who didn't do as bad as they thought they would. Did you ever think of that category? There are people who failed now and they say, yes. Why do they say yes? Because I was expecting to fail with some terrible results, but I just scraped it, in the sense that I just failed by a few points and that's it. They are excited. You know why? They worked hard. They tried hard. They thought they were going to knock so badly that it was going to be the worst embarrassment. But they didn't do as bad. Don't they feel so good about themselves? Do you understand what I'm saying? Someone who through the exams of the year only got 20%, 30%. Now suddenly come examinations, they got 49, 49. Come on, you failed by 1%, but you're so excited you can have a party. But a halal party, by the way. And you can say, subhanallah, you know what? I did so well, inshallah. For you, I can tell you, you can go again. You can work hard once more. Try again. You can write the exam. Repeat it. No problem. Allah will grant you success. But bear in mind that excitement is such that Allah Almighty wants you to know that you will always have another chance for as long as you're alive. You messed up, you committed a sin, you did something bad in the eyes of Allah. It's never too late. For as long as you're breathing, your heart is pumping, you have life, your soul is there, you're okay by the will of Allah. Why are you okay? Because there is room to repent. But if you don't repent in that time, then you've lost. You see? So this is why we say the categories of people who passed and failed, not just one, these passed and these failed. Some failed, but they're excited that they failed in not such a bad way. And then there are those who failed so badly, worse than they had expected. I say to you, don't lose hope. The same thing can be repeated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you ease. So before I continue to draw the comparison that I've chosen to draw today, I want to concentrate on one specific category of those who passed. Those who passed who did not do as well as they thought they would. You were first in the top of your class all the time. You always had A's. You were expecting to get 10 A's and you ended up getting 10 B's or 7 B's and a C. Subhanallah. I want to tell you, don't worry. For as long as you worked hard, you tried your best, you enjoyed your time at school, alhamdulillah, thank Allah. I always tell my own children, go to school, enjoy yourself, have good friends, make sure you do good things, work as hard as you can. I don't expect you to come out first. I just expect you to do as best as you could have. The best you could have done. And that's it. You come back home. You say, Dad, you know what? I just got 70 for maths. I'll say, well done. Did you enjoy the subject? Was it nice? Did you make some good friends? Did you enjoy the company? How did you develop yourself? Alhamdulillah, those are more important things than one mark or two marks. Don't stress. Don't stress. Don't ever be depressed by the fact that you got 2 points less of an A. I know people who've got 1 point less than an A and they are so depressed because of that one mark. Come on. Come on. You did so well. Think about those who lost their parents through the year and had to go into those exams without parents, without siblings, with people whom they've lost, people who had armed robberies at home, people who were shot at and have limbs that are perhaps not there anymore, and they had to go into the exams. Think about those. Think about the people who didn't even make it to those exams. Think about others who've already passed on and something happened and their parents couldn't afford the fee or whatever it may have been. Wallahi, there are people in worse off scenarios than you. Do not be depressed and despondent. Thank Allah, you're okay. Allah has you exactly where He wants you. The only question you need to ask yourself, did I work hard? If the answer is yes, then don't blame yourself. If the answer is no, you share a portion of the blame, you do. But not in order to become depressed, in order to learn a lesson that I need to work harder next time and take things seriously. Nonetheless, you'll be choosing your subjects and you'll be choosing what to do now at the university. You might have made it to some universities, those who have offer letters in some instances, and you might not have made it for whatever you wanted to do in the future. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. May Allah Almighty guide us to the best. May Allah Almighty sustain us and help us to do what we enjoy in a way that pleases Him. And at the same time, as you develop, have an intention. Not just, I'm going to make money, I'm going to become this, I'm going to become that. I would like Jannatul Firdaus. And that's the comparison I want to draw today. Just like the people were awake all night, there will be people worried in order to see their result on the Day of Judgment. In fact, everyone will be worried. Kullun yaqulu nafsi nafsi. If the prophets of Allah, besides Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will be worried about ummati, the entire Ummah and all his followers, the rest of them will be saying, "Oh Allah, I'm worried about myself." Imagine you and I.
يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ.
Allah says on that day, everyone will run away from everyone who were beloved to them on earth. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. A man will run away from his own brother, his father, his mother, his spouse, his children. A man will run away from all of them. Why? I'm worried about myself. It's just me, myself, and I on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day,
يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
On that day, when the wealth and children will not avail anyone, the only person who will succeed is the one with a heart that is content and pure and clean and without disease. Al-Qalb As-Saleem. Today we have a heart, watch yourself, prepare for that exam which is far more important than your GCSEs or your matric or whatever other exams it may be, the bar exams, whatever it may be. What is more important than that is that of the day of judgment, and it's got to do with your heart. You have a clean heart, free from association of partnership with Allah to begin with, and free from the diseases of that particular heart. Learn about the diseases of the heart and their cure. In the worst case scenario, go Google it and check it out. Diseases of the heart and their cure. You will find it's only Muslims who talk about those diseases. The jealousy, the envy, the hatred, the whatever, the deception. All these qualities of the heart that sometimes translate into actions and words and so on. Today on social media, many of us are guilty of backbiting and slandering and thinking it's okay. You want to mock and scoff at others. Scholars are doing it, let alone I've seen scholars in groups where they are ulama, and they actually make a mockery of themselves. They want to justify the backbiting and the slander by virtue of them being scholars in a group, and they think it's okay, I'm doing a good deed. That deed might just be the tipping deed that might mess up your scales on the day of judgment, and you will stand at the mercy of the person whom you've wronged. So be careful. And imagine if the scholars are embroiled and involved in all of that, then what about the layman? Be careful. We are excited about matric. Didn't I say moments ago, I know of someone in particular who's so stressed and depressed because of one mark that they have actually lost now in these exams, the results of which just came out in the night. And you know what? Imagine if we lost Jannah by one mark. Allahu Akbar. It's not worth our while to slander and gossip and deceive and to backbite about others when Allah says, don't backbite your brother. It's worse than eating his flesh. Allahu Akbar. Prepare for that day. The excitement might be much when it comes to worldly exams, but the greatest of excitement will be when you pass the exams of the day of judgment. Wallahi, my brothers, my sisters, cleanse your heart. We are supposed to look at goodness. We are supposed to try and think good of others when we want to resolve matters and problems or correct someone. There is a specific way of doing it in Islam whereby the dignity of the individual remains intact. We don't make a mockery of them, and we try to understand them. We try to engage them. We try to perhaps in a broad common way teach people and so on. But no, whether I understood it or not, it's my way or highway. You know, in Islam, we have so many opinions. We have Shafi'i, Hanafi, Maliki, Salafi. We have Hanbali and so on. We have so many. We have people who might not even be among those. We consider the four schools of thought the most important. But there's not only four schools. There are other schools. When you want to correct people who belong to a school, perhaps, that you feel may not be on the straight and narrow, there is a way of doing it. When Allah tells you to speak to the kuffar with wisdom, how do you think He tells you to speak to the rest of those who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dhalla an sabilihi wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin.
Call towards the path of Allah with wisdom. That's what Allah says. And speak to them in a beautiful way, in a sweet way, in a beautiful way, in a nice way. Al-hasana, something which is good, in a good way, appropriate way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about this. Jadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Why? Because Allah knows who is misguided and who is guided. Be careful how you talk to people. Allah knows who is misguided and who is guided. Sometimes you have a person who is saying something and in the eyes of Allah, they are wrong, thinking they are correcting someone else who is right, but this person thinks they are wrong. How many times does that happen? You find Christians trying to call us to worship Jesus in a passionate way. In our eyes, they are wrong, right? In their eyes, they are right. What do you do? Well, you have to be respectful and you have to understand, I'm going to tell him, my brother, I worship the Lord of the worlds. So they'll tell you, well, my singular, personal, private savior is Jesus Christ. So we will say to them, my single, personal, private savior is the Lord of Jesus Christ and the creator and the one who made him directly. Look at how many of the churches have pastors and bishops and archbishops and so many others who themselves are so sinful, engaged in that which is far away from the deen of Allah and even from their own teachings, and they have followers in their thousands, sometimes in their millions, who only find out later that, gosh, I was confessing all my sins to a criminal. Allah says, don't do that. No imam, no sheikh, no alim, no mufti, no scholar is there a confession to. The confession is to the Lord of the worlds, and that's it. You cry regarding your sin to Allah. The minute you say, oh Allah, I regret, forgive me, what I did was wrong, major sin, Allah says, you are forgiven, oh my slave, I love you, you have another chance, go for it. Allahu Akbar. That's the beauty of Islam, the direct connection. The imam is only a means of showing you the way, that's it. But in no ways does it make him better than you. I am standing here, I can never say I'm better than any one of those whom I'm speaking to. If anything, I need what I'm saying more than everyone else, because Allah's going to ask me, you stood up, you lectured them, what about you? That's in the Quran. Allah Almighty says it quite clearly, and it's very scary. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah addresses those who instruct others to do good. Allah says, you're instructing them to do good, and you're forgetting yourself, and you are the one who reads revelation. Don't you have the common sense? Don't you have the brains? Don't you have the understanding? Allah asks. Wallahi, it's amazing. So this is why we say preparation for the day of judgment by seeking forgiveness of Allah directly, Allah alone. Allah is the one whom we worship. You don't come through me or through someone else. Yes, if you are rightly guided by someone, thank Allah. If I ever call towards myself, throw me out of this masjid. If I ever call towards worshipping me or acknowledging me, or I magnetize you towards me as a person, I am wrong. Totally wrong. And not just me, everyone else. The winner is the one who calls towards Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the love of the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the winner, that's the scholar, not the one who preaches hate and hatred and diverts you away from this one and that one, and he's the only one and that's the only person and his people are the only people. No, we are all people of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone who says ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah has entered a door known as the ummah. He's my brother, she's my sister. The rest of it, within that door we might have differences, let's talk about those differences. But they've entered the door. I can't kick them out of the door at my woman fancy. Some people don't even talk to you. They don't even know you. But they takfir you from, takfir meaning they call you a kafir. They say you're out of the fold and so on. From far, from another continent altogether. They haven't even breathed the same air that you breathe. And that's it. They're just sitting on the net, on their phones in the middle of the night. Kafir, fasiq, munafiq, fajir. They're trying to take as many people as they can out of the fold. And here is Allah bringing as many people as he wants into the fold. Look at the irony. My brothers and sisters, one of the reasons why I love this masjid in Bosmont is we come here, we feel the brotherhood, we feel the connection, we feel the non-judgmental attitude and behavior of the people here. So congratulations and mabruk to you. There are other masajid we will enter. Wallahi, they make us feel like we don't even belong there. I'm sure you've come across some of those. They make us feel like we are not even Muslim. And those are the people who need help, wallahi. Because we are all part of an ummah. When you go to Makkah, you should feel like your access to the Kaaba is equivalent to everybody else's. I am there as an individual, one of the ummah. What qualifies me to go there? Because I'm an ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I said the shahada. That's it. I can stand in the first saf. Last week, someone at the Coleraine Road Masjid accepted Islam. And I told him it was Salatul Maghrib. I said, my brother, you qualify to stand wherever you want in the masjid. And the best place to stand is the first saf. So his first salah he made was right behind the imam. Are you sure? Yes, right here. Wow, there's all these big guns who were born Muslims. It's okay. You are one of us. You can stand. You can be whatever color. You can be wherever. You can be of whatever standing. That's the deen of Allah. That's why there is an ummah. That's the difference between Islam and the others. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, spread the love, understand people, look at others. Someone's making a mistake, hold their hand, bring them in with love and goodness. That's a leader. That's a person who cares for the ummah. Those are the people whom we need in society today. The enemy is trampling all over us. Look at Palestine and what's going on, and look at how the ummah is so divided, whether or not to abstain from buying products that's going to be harmful because they would support the Israelis and the Zionists. Come on, how can that even be a debate? How? Our brothers are dying one hand, and the other hand people are saying, no, it's okay. How can it be okay? Are you fine? Are you well in your mind and your head? We are an ummah. We are one. We are supposed to do whatever is in my capacity, your capacity, everyone else's capacity, given your status and your ability that Allah gave. You do whatever you can to help them, not to harm them. To help them. So if you're a politician, top notch, and whatever, you have a say, you have some form of ability that others don't, then you do whatever you can. Allah's going to ask you, and Allah's not going to ask me. So I'm not going to be busy saying this guy didn't do, because those who point at others and say this guy didn't do themselves have almost done nothing. You must remember that. If you're busy doing something, you're not going to be worried about what others are doing. If you want to encourage someone, you may do so. Brother, you're the imam of the masjid. Can you get up and conscientize us about the genocide that the Israelis are perpetrating against the Palestinians? By all means, you said it. You encouraged someone to say it. They may say it. They may choose a different path, whatever it may be. It doesn't mean they're not concerned. But you did your duty by encouraging them. They might be doing something else that you don't know. Nonetheless, if you do not do anything about something that's going on, be it in your society, your community, or the nation as an ummah, then you have a lot of improvement to make in your iman and your belief in Allah. A lot of improvement. If I have a problem in society, in my masjid here, wallahi, I need to try and help to resolve it. Think hard whenever there's a problem, and I don't know of anything in particular, but I'm saying every masjid, every community, a few issues here and there, someone is here, someone is there, someone says something. I tell you something very interesting. In your heart and your mind, you need to make dua, number one, that, oh Allah, help resolve the matter. We need to come together as an ummah. We need to come together. It is too expensive to be in fragments. It costs us a lot. We need to be together as best as we can. Oh Allah, help us. And then open your mouth only after you can think of a wise way of resolving the matter. Then it's your duty to try and resolve. We are having a meeting, not to make someone feel small. We're having a meeting to resolve the matter. We're going to talk about it. What is your grievance, my brother, my sister? What's going on? Let's try and see how best we can come. And then we can compromise if it is compromisable. And if not, we have to realize one person may be right, one is wrong. We side with the one who is right and we tell the one who is wrong respectfully, you know what? We've tried everything. Unfortunately, you are the person who's wrong. Please apologize and please make amends. But inshallah, it won't even get to that. My brothers and sisters, don't be too proud to apologize. Never. In your home also. Don't be too proud to say sorry to your spouse, even your children if need be, or your parents, your siblings, your community members. Don't be too proud to say, I'm sorry. You'll be teaching a lot of people a great lesson. And at the same time, you'll be solving the matter. Brotherhood, I may not want to have a lot to do with you after that, because maybe your ways are very different from mine. We might have two different temperaments, but I don't want to have beef between us. Or I'd rather say, I don't want to have pork between us. May Allah Almighty grant us protection from haram. So here we go. My brothers and sisters, what I did today is mention a few pointers of a very current matter, which is the matter of your results, and connect it with a more important matter of a very higher nature, and that is the results on the Day of Judgment. The fact that we're alive, do your best, because you're either going to come out with flying colors, you thank Allah, And you know you worked hard. And when you work hard, don't allow your good deeds to get messed by arrogance and thinking I'm a holy person. You see, that's a problem. When you go to school, you have some of these really intelligent people and they know they're intelligent. So what do? They belittle everyone else. No one likes them. So you're going to be the top-notch doctor in the city. No one's going to come to you because you know what? You're so arrogant. That's why. But if you really want to be a successful doctor, you need to have humbleness, humility. You need to also engage in something that society needs. You know, they call it your social responsibility. You need to be a part of it. Come on, you're part of community. Humble yourself. We know you got the most money. Calm down, be humble. We know you got, subhanAllah, you got top qualifications and so on. Calm down. So if a person thinks he's holy because five salah, I haven't missed tahajjud in 33 years. Who are you? Come on. That means all that tahajjud goes somewhere else. Have you ever heard someone say that? I haven't. I just said it thumbsuck, but I haven't ever heard someone say, I haven't missed a tahajjud in 33 years. Who are you? What do you do? Because all that is between them and Allah. But I have heard people bragging about Umrah and Hajj and so on. Please don't brag. It doesn't help you. Leave it between you and Allah. How many Hajj have you done? Alhamdulillah, a few. May Allah accept them from us. You know, we thank Allah. We thank Allah. Because Hajj, even one would give you Jannah. You don't have to go and do them over and over. If you did, it's a bonus. Now, no more. You know, they've got sahuk. They hooked you, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. I'm saying that obviously on a lighter note, but it's true. You can't go anymore. Just apply and go how it used to be a long time ago. May Allah Almighty forgive me and all our shortcomings and forgive all of us and really grant us success and give us our books on our right hands on the day of judgment such that we can actually get to Jannah in a way that would really grant us the bliss that is everlasting of the hereafter. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad.